All right, ladies and gentlemen, good to have him back. I haven't spoken to him in a while. You know him well. He is New York State Senator Mario Matera, and he represents the 2nd Senatorial. Nice enough to give us a couple of minutes here on a Monday morning, a busy one. And we say a good morning to you, Senator. How are things going?
Good, Jay. Everything's going well. Could be a lot better, but I just want to thank you and all the listeners in 103.9 for real news every day. You know, it's been very interesting. I just got up to Albany, and we're going to see what's going to happen this week, especially, you know, getting to the end of the session. We had a $220 billion budget that I wish I knew where every single dollar was going, Jay, but it's been it was a very interesting vote with all the different votes that we had to take. You know, for somebody that's new at this, you know, I want to know where our money's going to. I need to know where every dollar is going to, and, you know, when you're in this position, you don't. You really don't. You're sitting there and you know, voting till 5 o'clock in the morning, and you know, and it's very disheartening that you know you're sitting there voting on a $220 billion budget that our all of our residents of New York State are putting all this money in for us to do our job. So it's been very interesting, my friend.
Some of it's going to Jack Daniels and Cokes to go. You know, little cocktails to go. You know, very important stuff right there. So, you know, some of it's gone. Hey, by the way, it was great seeing you. I didn't get to speak to you over at the Tommy Oratory naming event of the park a couple of weeks ago in Farmingville. I saw a lot of people. I saw you at the podium, and I couldn't make my way around to shake your hand. So that would have been our first meeting there. So I was disappointed, you did a great job.
The best thing is, you know, the voice and goes to the person. Like I told you the other day, I'm like, if I had to, you know, draw a picture or, you know, paint a picture of Jay Oliver, you would have been that person. You know, the glasses, the black suit. But you know what? It was just great to be there. Tom, you're a Tory. You know, we all know how much of a gentleman and, you know, how much of a person that cared about the constituents in his district. And he fought all the time. And one thing about Tom, let's go get a cup of coffee. Let's talk things out. Let's, you know, you educated Tom, and he really, really sat and listened. And he was really a common sense, and I'm going to say elected official, because he definitely wasn't a politician.
Definitely not. He was one of the greats, and a great job by all as far as his name to live on there. All right, Senator, so with a $220 billion budget and everything else, you know, the one-party rule has really wrecked havoc as far as what's going on here. You're right there. You're living and breathing it daily. You got a couple of weeks to go now with session ending June 2nd. So how dire is it as far as what we have been through and where we're going here?
Well, I'm very, very concerned, and you and I had a little discussion the other day about the natural gas mandate. One thing we worked very, very hard to make sure that got out of the, it was taken out of the governor's budget, that it was going to be a natural gas ban from 2020. It could have been, it said to 2027, but if you read the language, it could have happened right away in 2023, that all, you know, fossil fuels, especially our natural gas and our propane, would be eliminated right away. And that means everybody has to have an electric car tomorrow. That means anybody that wants any six-story buildings and under, any residential, any conversion, you could not even use natural gas or propane. It, really, if you read it, Jay, you couldn't even go fill your barbecue propane tank. That's the way how bad this is. So everybody's going to have a solar barbecue. So you know what? You know, the cart before the horse. Where is this study? There was no study from an outside, you know, entity like a Cornell University study. I just don't understand how people could just sit there and say, you know what, this is what we're going to do, and you know what, we really did a great job. We had a, not just with the press conference that I actually had at Smithtown Town Hall, and I thank our supervisor of Smithtown, Ed Wareheim, for allowing me, because there was a building right across the street that's being built right now. It shows that, in other words, if those buildings, that apartment, you'd be spending $200 more a month for your electric bill for those apartments. How are people going to be able to afford that? And you know the worst thing about it, Jay, is downtown Smithtown, perfect example. We're getting sued finally. And you know what? You can't even have natural gas for restaurants. What about those poor apartments? They can't even have natural gas for cooking. So, again, the cart before the horse, you know, the CLCPA, the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act people, like Tom Falcone, CEO LIPA. I went up to him, I'm like, Tom, you know the grid can't handle this right now. The infrastructure is not there for something like this. You sitting on this, you need to make sure that you're vocal. You're the professional to tell everybody. It's going to take decades before this is going to happen.
No question. Senator Matera with us, Mary Matera. You know, all this redistricting going on, Senator, and everything else, you know, it's almost as if you need a scorecard, as I've always said, in order to figure these things out. And you got elections coming into play, and people are still kind of in a state of flux. We might have some answers today. We'll see. We've heard appellate courts and everything chime in. I mean, what's your take and how everything has been, and especially where you are?
Well, you know, everybody wants to be right away and said about the redistricting. I'm going to tell you, total gerrymandering. You're going to laugh because I'm up there. You know, you could consider me as a freshman senator. And there I am in the chamber and with, which is a mentor to me, Senator Lanza out of Staten Island. And I'm sitting there with Senator Gianaris. And this is before the Senate and the Assembly lines were coming out. It was actually the day before. So I'm sitting there talking, not realizing, you know, what's going on. They start talking about the redistricting lines. So I went and said, boy, oh boy, guys, who was the rocket scientist that drew the lines for the congressional lines? And there was complete silence. So all of a sudden, I'm walking out of the chamber with Senator Lanza. He starts laughing. He goes, you kill me, Matera. I go, what's the matter? He goes, Gianaris is the one that drew the lines. So it was really something that I was happy that there it was. I was naive, didn't realize that he was the one that drew the lines. He was the total person that gerrymandered these lines because they see what's happening. They see this momentum with the Republican Party. They see that people are fed up. And you know what? Me, everybody's going, oh, Senator Matera, you shouldn't have any problems. You know, they drew your lines. They made you more of a Republican. No. I worry about everybody else, Jay. I don't worry about Mario Matera. I worry about, you know, with the gerrymandering that happened, especially upstate New York. Terrible what they did to the lines to the Senate, line. So you know what? We're going to find out on the 20th what's going to happen. They got an outside agency, obviously, we all know, out of Pennsylvania. And I'm just hoping that, in other words, they're going to be drawing the right lines for the people of New York State. And you know what? We got some really good people that would have been real hurt. So you know what? We're going to see about the congressional line, and then we're going to see about the Senate and the Assembly lines. But I'm just praying that, you know what, that a lot of people are going to be staying in my conference, because I got to say, once I met everybody in this conference, I really saw a very diverse group of people, people that own bus companies, people that have real estate businesses, you know, people like myself being a labor leader, you know, that's on that board. Senator Ort, our great minority leader, there he is, Bronze Star recipient, you know, with the Army, you know, Afghanistan war. He was there. Just, you couldn't ask for a better leader. You know, I think you had him on your show a couple times, and I think you know what kind of person he is. Common sense, I have to say, but you know what? I feel bad because I have a lot of friends on the other side, but what happened with, even with the bail reform, that wasn't a good reform. It didn't work the first time. It didn't work the second time that they tried to do the bail reform. Third time is supposed to be a charm. It was even worse. They didn't do anything. It needs to be repealed, Jay. And that's what the constituents of New York State wanted to see. And it didn't happen with the governor's budget. I'm very upset about it because it needs to be repealed. Let's get the right people to the table. You heard me say this before. Let's get the district attorneys to the table. Let's get the judges. And let's get the PBAs to the table and get it done the right way. You know what? And get it repealed and let's start off fresh.
That's not going to happen. You know, it's terrible, but you need a complete teardown. I've said it all along regarding judges, disclosure, and discovery. And until they want to really kind of tear it down and start all over, it's never going to happen. In that particular instance, has this been the most confrontational issue in your tenure so far?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you something. You know, right now, you know, our roads are a serious issue. You know, look at our gas prices. That, you know, we went, we had our press conference. Senator White, made, you know, had the press conference. She set it up. And we were all there, and we went there, and we said that 46 cents would be a great relief for New Yorkers. Not this 17 cents, really? 46 cents would at least have done something. Listen to me. I just put $105 in my truck. I just, you know, $105. I couldn't believe it. It just kept on going and going and going. And I'm sitting there going, 17 cents the relief we're going to have? Really? Really, Governor Hochul? You know, it's a disgrace. You know, a $220 billion budget. You know, the Buffalo Bills Stadium. You don't even, I look at common sense government. You don't even put a dome in Buffalo. There you are, over $1 billion, big billion, one point something billion dollar project. And you don't even put a dome that you could use it. So, again, I could sit there all day long and talk about, you know, what happened with this budget. Yes, I was happy what happened with the school budget. You know, you got $32 billion. That's going into our schools, which is very important. You know, mm-hmm. we got to be concerned about, you know, what's happening with, you know, our children with their mental health, especially what happened in the pandemic. You know, we need to make sure we have the infrastructure with the HVAC systems that are going in our schools. So I'm happy about that. But other things, I was just, you know, taken back. I really was taken back that a lot more could have been done with $220 billion.
Yeah. So with that being said, let me ask you, how much do you believe that Democrats are in trouble right now, especially in this gubernatorial run? I mean, you have Kathy Hochul. You know, listen, you can make the case since taking over the reins of August the 24th. What has she done? You know, you could certainly make that case. Now, with that being said, do you believe she is in trouble as far as an upcoming primary here?
Yeah, I really do. Even what happened with the mandates, how she handled that. Look at all our healthcare workers that lost their jobs. I'm sitting there going, you know what, talking to these people, crying with these people. You know what? We talked about this before. What did we do? What did you do to help those all these people, all these professionals that were there for our families all those years, and you threw them out the window? Terrible what you've done. These people were there for our families, went home, could compromise their own families, and all of a sudden, there was our heroes, and then they went to zeros. And Kathy Hochul went and said, I have no problem. We'll bring in foreign workers. We'll bring in out-of-state workers. And you know what? We'll even bring in the National Guard. So that's your emergency powers to use, that you're getting rid of people that, you know what, that's their occupation. That's how they survive with their families. And you know what? That was a big hurt for me, especially as a union leader, too, that I sit there and look at that she had no problem for these people to lose their jobs. So, you know, she's I don't know if she even wanted this. Who knows? But Lee Zeldin is the right choice for our future. If everybody doesn't realize how important this election is, this is the most important election in New York State history in my time. In our time, I'm going to be 59 years old this year. This is the most important. Do we need to get the Senate back? 110%. I never realized about the Assembly. Good luck with that. Not since Watergate, since, you know, Republicans had the majority in the Assembly. But we could do, again, not to have the supermajority right now with the Democrats. We could really, really get close to getting the Senate back in the next couple of years. And, you know, but Lee Zeldin needs to be elected. He is the real deal. Everybody knows that how important this election is and how important it is to get the right person in the governor's mansion. Again, Lee Zeldin.
And that's going to be the key going forward. The fact of the matter is, if the residents of this state feel and they have to notice what's going on here. Now, the question is, can he penetrate the deep blue pockets in and around the city and whatnot? You know the area as well. Could you see the days of George Pataki? That's going to be the big question going forward. And, of course, Lee will be involved in a big primary coming up in his own right at the end of next month. But that's going to be the big question. You know, it always is. Can you take out an incumbent knowing how the state has acted over the last couple of decades, and can he penetrate those areas in which it is deep blue? And that's going to be the biggest thing. Can his message really get in there?
Yes, I really feel in the city, Lee picked a great lieutenant governor, Alison Esposito. I don't know if you heard of her or I don't know if you've been watching her, I just, she's a remarkable woman, you know, detective, NYPD. And when she gets up and speaks, it's right from the heart, but it's right to the point. There is no BS with this woman. He really did a great job picking someone from the city. But, you know, Lee has, I feel, the Jewish vote in the city. His wife is Asian and Spanish. I think that helps out a lot. She's a beautiful woman. And him and his two daughters. His wife and his two daughters, they're with him always. That just shows what kind of person Lee Zeldin is. He is a family man. That tells the tale. I say this to everybody. If you can see how he is with his wife and his daughters and his children, that tells a lot. And you know what? I know Lee a long, long time. Remember, he was a senator. He's a congressman. He knows what needs to be fixed with New York State. Am I upset about Giuliani and Astorino and Wilson? Very much so, because I really feel they're hurting a lot. But I just know what's going to happen with the primary. Lee will coming out as victor with this with the primary, and then we'll be moving forward. Who knows? Who knows also, too, with the general election with Mr. Cuomo? Let him be on the independent line. That would be even wonderful. Let him run, and that'll be just like what happened with Ross Perot that time with George Bush. But, you know, I just really feel that Lee is gaining speed. He's everywhere, and he's doing a great job, and we need him desperately.
Oh, man, and you think you think an Andrew Cuomo could kind of gain prominence, maybe with the representation of another party? I think he was deflated myself when all the rumors were about that he was going to kind of put his name in there, and then some things came out and everything else. But do you feel that he is going to be a player come in the next couple of months?
You know what? We had a press conference a month and I guess it was a month and a half ago, and that question was asked to Lee. It was Lee Zeldin had a press conference, and one of the reporters asked the question. He goes, "That would be wonderful. Let him run." You know, I look at this race. It's going to be just like Pataki Cuomo. This is going to be Zeldin Hochul, and I really, really feel. And you know, George Pataki is just a wonderful, wonderful person. He was a great governor, and you know, I got to know him, obviously, now being a senator. I'm going to be seeing him next week. And you know what? Again, people are tired. People are sick and tired. Just so you know, the moderate Democrat is, yeah, they'll vote maybe on the conservative line. They're probably never going to vote on the Republican line. They'll never tell you. But I'm telling you right now, they are going to be voting, and it's not going to be for, especially Long Island. I don't really feel it's going to be voting for many Democrats. I really think they're going to have a very hard, very, very hard time, especially the barometer that I've been, you know, speaking to a lot of people. And I work with both sides. I really, really do. But when you get things like the clean slate or the elder parole, I mean, that's going to be coming up again. Imagine that, Jay. I mean, what is this? You could be the son of Sam. You could be 15 years in jail. 55 years old, 15 years in jail, you're going to be getting out. This may be coming up before the end of the session, Jay.
I hear you, man. And you know, the thing is, and that's what drives you crazy over this stuff. You know, the fact that you have the Carl Hasties and the Andrew Stewart Cousins, I can name them all. You know, I call them the 27 Yankees. You know, these are all individuals who are on the wrong side of the fence as far as recognizing reality. You know, the Brad Hoylmans of the world, the Mike Janarises of the world, the Kevin Thomases of the world. I mean, you know them well. You interact with all of these people. And it's the failure to recognize in real time what is going on here. This is an elongated version of the Stepford Wives, okay? It is a harrowing experience when you cover this every day. And that's why these elections mean so much, you know. Listen, if you're on the side of common sense, you can only hope, you know, for June 28th, August 23rd, and November the 8th. Those are the three dates. And, of course, doing your part. But that's what it's all about, Senator. It's about really recognizing in real time what is going on here. And it's a massive problem. I'll give you a final comment.
Yeah. So, you know, Jay, one thing that, you know, it's upsetting, it's like even when you're in your house, I don't remember, I was just speaking to my mom, and, you know, never, every day, she she's talking, and obviously not because I'm a senator, she's the one starts right away talking about politics, what's going on. And, you know, she's down actually down in Florida. So you know what? She's very excited because she has a great governor, Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis, I look at him as Ron DeSantis in 2024. I look at that. There's somebody. Look at he's proven. Look at the growth in Florida. We're declining in numbers. We were higher population here in New York. Now I think we're in the 18 million range, where there it is. Florida is like at 22 million. So you know what? That shows that that's great leadership. And you know what? Again, this is so, so important for all New Yorkers to really sit down and say, you know what? We got to vote the right common sense elected officials in office that care about us every day. And, you know, not giving things away. We need to make sure that our monies are going in, especially Long Islanders. Can you believe that we're sitting there finally getting the Long Island Expressway done? We had to beg and kick and scream to get that done. Right now, from exit 49 to exit 64, it's finally getting done, the southern state and the northern state. Do we deserve this? No. It took all this to happen. I mean, $175 million. That's a drop in the bucket. We need to make sure that infrastructure money is coming back to Long Island. We need to fight, make sure that's happening. And you know what? There's certain people getting things. I have $3.9 million still owed to Smithtown Township, Jay. You and I spoke about this. I'm hopefully going to have my meeting, finally, with Stuart Cousins, leader Stuart Cousins, this week. And I'm praying that she's going to sit down with me so I can explain to her. That $3.9 million is going back to the infrastructure down in Smithtown. I shouldn't have to be begging for a SAM grant money that, guess what, from Senator Flanagan. I shouldn't have to be doing that, should I, Jay, if it's been approved? So, you know what? The other final is very important. Tomorrow is our school board vote, right, for the board members and for the budget. I hope everybody gets out and votes and make sure you know who the candidates are. Make sure you listen to their views and what they feel what they're going to be doing to be there for our families and our children. It's very, very important that everybody gets out and votes. So that's really what I have to say. I'm going to be, you know, working hard to the end of the session to make sure certain things like Senator Kavanaugh's bill, S-6843C, is not going to, you know, not going to go anywhere. And that's, again, mandating our natural gas. We can't have that happen. So that's going to be very, very important to me. And there's going to be other bills also that we're going to be very vocal on. So but one thing, Jay, I appreciate always to be on 103.9. I appreciate you for what you do because, again, I'm going to say it. You guys are real news every day.
Try to be. A little different from what we all know what's going on out there in the media. So, you know, listen, it's just a matter of telling it like it is, telling the truth. Some of it's not good. You know, sometimes truth hurts. But, you know, you got to tell the truth. You got to engage with the audience as far as the facts and everything else. Let them decipher. And that's the key. Listen, always a pleasure to have you here as we, you know, kind of knock out the final couple of weeks up in Albany. And you, sir, always tell it to us straight. And I can't wait until the next time I can actually shake your hand. How's that?
Brother, you are the best. I thank you again and all the listeners. You know what? Please get out and vote. Be vocal. You know what? Everybody needs to, you know, state what they feel. Get out and, you know, and make sure you are going to be a voice that's going to be important for our future. So, again, it's not just us elected officials. We need to make sure we have a lot of people out there, all the old listeners, to make sure that we get the right people in office, common sense people back in office. And, again, have a great day. Have a great rest of the week, everybody. And thank you again for having me on.